The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throw Down Your Questions, episode 379. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Adam Vail.
Yo, how you doing? How you doing?
And Brian Majoma.
That leak was right again.
Oh, that NVIDIA leak. That NVIDIA leak, man. It's crazy. Carlos, let's do a little bit of a test, actually. Can you talk some more?
I'm talking as much as I can. Yo, what's going on? What's going on? Is the new yo? I passed by Brooklyn. I'm Carlos Twoburrow.
That's it. Yeah.
No, you're Carlos Threeburrow.
Threeburrow. Yeah, he went to Queens.
Yeah, too. He did have to come through Queens. Yep. So
when I have been to the Bronx, Staten Island is the only one.
Okay, so yeah, you're for Borough then. You know,
you could just all you gotta do is take the ferry, go over and circle back. And then...
Well, tomorrow's your last day, right, Carlos?
Last day officially.
Uh-oh.
It's been a long and extraneous journey.
I'm surprised you didn't take the ferry so you could see the Statue of Liberty, or at least go to Liberty Island. I don't know if this open.
I saw the Statue of Liberty when I came here the first time. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I've been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Oh, yes. All right, no Chris action. He's doing some work, and Brett will be here if he's here. If not, we don't know. We shall see what happens. By the way, speaking about Richard Bailey Jr., he's the guy who's asking us our first question of the night.
Excuse me?
Who that? Controversial question.
Uh-oh.
Oh, not really. Who on the Throwdown, and he's joking about this, you know, being rich. So imagine, who on the Throwdown team is looking forward to Kingdom Hearts 3? And they do the rich laugh. Kingdom Hearts 4, yeah. So, yeah, so let's talk about that real quick. So, on a Sunday, like 9 a.m., they just announced this shit.
Actually, not a Sunday, but in Japan, it's a different time.
Yeah, but in the West, it's
Monday in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. But over here, it's a Sunday. So, everybody woke up, we're like, what the fuck? Well, not me, because I don't know, Kingdom Hearts. I go on Twitter, I'm like, Kingdom Hearts 4, why? Because I thought the shit was done. But in the minority because I don't know how you guys saw, at least on Twitter, it was just hype. Motherfuckers making reaction videos, crying, you know, all that stuff.
Is it the same dude that's crying?
Yeah. I'm being facetious about the crying, but I did see some of the reaction videos like, oh, my God.
No, but that's the thing. Yeah. We've seen
it. So. Yeah. Oh, no. With Nintendo, that's real. But I'm talking about for this specific instance, I didn't see crying, but I did see, you know, the usual reaction videos with the mouth open and the white. Yeah, it's amazing. Oh, my God. It's great. I've been waiting my whole life for this. I canceled work today. I just watching videos. Like, dudes went crazy. And I'm like, why? Kingdom Hearts? Really? Like, it's. And I guess my question to, I know we already have a question already, but my question to you guys. Where is this hype coming from? Is it just pure nostalgia? Is it a love for Disney?
It's a series that's been around since the launch of PlayStation 2.
Yeah, so it is nostalgia.
It's a 20-year-old franchise, man.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but I'm talking about like even the initial thing. Like, I remember when it first came out, I was like, this is stupid.
No, I mean, like, here's the thing. Like, I thought it was stupid too, but I liked Disney stuff and I liked the Square Enix stuff. So it's like, okay, it's if you took Disney shit and you put Square Enix like overcomplicated stories, and that's what you get.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Japanese. I thought it was all audio was in Japanese.
No.
Subtitles, or did they actually add?
No, they've always had. Remember, Haley Joel Osment was the main dude.
Haley Joel Osment is Sora. He's been Sora since this thing has been around so friggin' long that Haley Joel Osment is like a man now.
Yeah, he looks like John Goodman now, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So. But yeah, Kingdom Hearts 4, so the question was like, you know, Are we looking forward to it? I think I already answered the question. So, Manny, you're like the main Kingdom Hearts guy here.
I'm the only Kingdom Hearts guy in this show.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. It looks really nice. Like they aged up Sora yet again. So now he looks like he's in his 20s now. Like he should, because he's at least be in his 30s. If he was 10 years old, he should at least be in his 30s at this point.
So there's not a new character. It's still the same.
It's the same kid, just, looking older. And that's about it. And it's supposedly running on Unreal 4, and they said they're going to run it on Unreal 5. So, I mean, it looks cool. I mean, you don't get to see much. You just see this sort of like hyper realistic looking version of these characters.
There was a little bit of gameplay towards the end, though.
Yeah, but I can't consider that really gameplay, because I think it's about as much as gameplay as it was when they announced Kingdom Hearts 3. You know, at the PlayStation 4. Announcement thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a proof of concept video, but I don't think it's actual real gameplay.
Yeah, I tweeted. I'm like, hey, look, now we're gonna have spiky anime characters running around Encanto. They're gonna have those new movies and shit.
No, it's gonna be Encanto. Star Wars. It's gonna be. Well, we don't know about Star Wars.
Good. It's all Disney, right? Theoretically,
it's all Disney, but like they've never like and they had.
Because the way I see it, I'm like, they already had Pirates of the Caribbean, so...
They had Pirates of the Caribbean, but, like, it's you would say even Marvel, but they still haven't even... Well, actually, they did do Big Hero 6, and that's Marvel, kind of.
Yeah. I think this game may have that. It has a potential for it. But it's obviously going to have stuff like Encanto and all that shit,
Yeah, it's going to have Turning Red. It's going to have whatever new Disney things are going to be on there. Encanto. And I know one guy on Twitter when I said, when you said why, I'm like, why not? Like, because of money.
Yeah, whatever. Money. Oh, yeah, that's an obvious answer. But I'm like.
I mean, the thing about it is that the guy's like, yeah, I don't understand the Kingdom Hearts thing. To be honest, I play the games. I don't understand it either. But at the same, because it's an overly complicated storyline just to say, hey, we mix Square Enix characters with Disney characters.
Exclusive to PlayStation?
No, I mean, at least the last one hadn't. Kingdom Hearts 3 wasn't.
Wasn't it? I thought it was that exclusive. I could be wrong about that. I'll look it up.
I honestly don't know.
There was one. We've talked.
Okay, the first ones were on PlayStation only. I know that.
Yeah.
It's on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC and Switch. Oh, look at that.
Yeah, well, they just put it on Switch.
Check this out. Okay, so wait, hold on. Did it come out on PS4 first and then later on? I don't know.
Yeah, it came out PS4 first and then it was on Xbox.
Yeah.
But it's in general, it's thought of as like a PlayStation franchise, even though it's not real.
No, it's not. Okay, it came to Switch a year later. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so it's on there.
Yeah,
that's what my head's.
Yeah,
for, yeah. It's the streaming version of it though.
My question is, because remember how long it was between 2 and 3? Are we gonna have to wait that long for in between these games?
Well, we'll see. I mean, who knows? Like, because I remember they were saying that they'll get to Kingdom Hearts if they don't get, because of Final Fantasy or something like that. But then they managed to squeeze out Kingdom Hearts, and then the following year they squeezed out Final Fantasy somehow. So who knows?
Yeah, maybe it could come faster. So wait, I'm confused. Unreal 4 or 5?
It's 4 right now, but they said it could easily be pushed them to 5.
Interesting. All right. All I know is because I had to review Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm so glad I don't have to do that anymore. I'm like, I'm good. I played it. It was okay, but it's like it's silly. Speaking for myself, it's a stupid premise. I don't get it. This is dumb. It's like, oh, we're gonna take Square Enix getting characters. Like, this is dumb. This is dumb. I'm glad people like the games. That's fantastic. I hope you guys get this game fast. But for me, it's dumb.
I think the thing about it is that you don't really care for Disney stuff.
Not really.
I think the only it's I think that, I think that's part of it. You think of it as kids stuff, so and you have.
It's not really that it's kids stuff. It's just
no. You have an aversion to kid shit. It's in general, yeah. Whenever we would say anything about any of those CG movies, you're like, I hate it. I don't like it.
Want to see Spider-Man.
It's like Spider-Verse. You just didn't want to see it because you thought of it as a kid stuff. So I think.
Yeah. By the way, I did see it, and you know.
Yeah. See, exactly. Because I think in general you have that aversion to that sort of stuff. So, but again, I think it's a fun. It's always been a fun franchise. It's always been a decent, action RPG. In fact, fucking Final Fantasy turned into Kingdom Hearts, pretty much.
Yeah.
So I mean, it just depends on. I think the context is what really affects you when this stuff is. And again, you don't want you don't care about no Donald Goofy.
I do not. I'm good. But I gotta hope people get it fast.
I'm interested in seeing it. I mean, it's nice to hear so close to the. To the third one that they're actually working on a fourth one, and hopefully it comes out pretty soon. I don't know exactly what other stories they can tell because they kind of ended everything in the last game.
That's not what people on my Twitter were telling me. They're like, oh my god, there's so much. They're like, the third one left so many plot holes. This one will fix.
Well, no, it didn't. It didn't leave any plot holes. It's just all it did was just. It just left the adventure open because Sora's not coming, hasn't come back to his main universe.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's multiverse bullshit that's going on in all the fucking movies right now.
Yep.
But with Final Fantasy and Disney characters.
Yo, man, Kingdom Hearts was ahead of the curve.
I mean, kind of was.
Really,
but it's some sort of overly complicated loose explanation as to what why these worlds are all crossing over.
Yeah, pretty much.
It'll be interesting to see what happens with it.
Yeah. All right. Moving on here. Mob Hits. First question: will Sony and Microsoft eventually start buying individual IPs? From studios, and he's saying this in a context of like, what if they buy up all the major ones? Are they only going to be relegated to buying IPs? That's a little, what I'm going to say about that. That's a little too speculative, bro.
We were hoping for that for the longest.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it would have happened, right?
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've never seen that happen before.
Well, then, they just buy an IP?
Yeah, just an individual IP. Oh. I've never... We've seen Square Enix do it to some extent, right?
The most popular one is Gears. It was bought by Epic. It was from Epic. It was Epic.
Yeah. But we're talking about, franchises that are already established,
Gears of War was already established.
And how? I thought that was already bought from the jump.
No. It was Epic Games.
Yeah.
And then remember, there was no Gears after the longest.
Yeah.
The Judgment and stuff, and then there was nothing. What happened? So then Microsoft went from Epic and then built the coalition and said, now we have it's coming. Because that was the whole thing. Epic owned it.
But yeah, again, hey, Brett, what's up, man?
What up?
There he is. This question, a little too speculative for me, so I don't really want to delve into it too much.
Here's the thing. Out of buying franchises, if anything that will happen is that they'll just pick up the franchises. Like most of their titles are all first party things. Speculation wise, if they buy anything, it'll be something that I've already had a hand in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The given would have been if Microsoft since. If Microsoft picked up Bungie, the guys who make Mass Effect,
BioWare.
If they picked up BioWare off the jump, right? They already had they published Mass Effect, and let's say for the sake of conversation, after they published Mass Effect, they're like, you know what? We really like this space RPG stuff, so we're just gonna buy you something like that.
But yeah.
So I would think if anything. If they do acquire any sort of franchise, it won't be something that has already existed outside of their wasn't already associated with them. It would be something that would be internal that they have already published or something that was already exclusive, and then they pulled it in, kind of like what they did with Remedy, right? They were already in the room, so they just picked up whatever they had.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll see. Next up here, also for Mob Hits. Okay, what game of any generation had the best marketing or hype? Did we answer this before? Not sure. But I know, like, the biggest one I can remember, I don't know if this is the biggest, but the biggest one I can remember the first time was the Mortal Kombat. Remember when that was coming out consoles? Mortal Monday? That was crazy, you know? And the hype leading up to it, you know? Because especially for us, we played in the arcade for months, right? And then, like, knowing what's coming to, like, consoles and stuff, seeing it in magazines, and then the commercials. So that was crazy.
For me, it would be Halo 3. Well, because of what they did, Times Square, and then the
that was huge, yeah.
When they shut down with Fifth Avenue, so they could have all the Warthogs come down, and Master Chief was on one of them and came into the store, you know, and they had a whole line of troops with him for this Halo.
Yeah, no, I do remember that. And then even on, like, I mean, it's not a game for the 360. Remember, MTV had a whole thing going on. That was big.
Oh, yeah, there was all these events, and it was live streamed. It's a big event, so it wasn't like, oh, I saw some online. No, they had the TV.
Yeah, it was wild,
To show you the...
But Kishak, I'm glad he asked this question. Time for a little history lesson here, right? So he goes, did the first Sonic game have huge hype? Not at all, but... No. Sonic 2 was the first game in history that had a launch day. You guys understand, games back in the day, they just launched whenever. This one had an actual launch day. It was Sonic Tuesday. That was the first game that ever had a launch day. And then after that, every game started coming out on Tuesday. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, but exactly. So yeah, Sonic 2, that was a big one as well back in the day.
Well, the thing about Tuesdays in general, that's also what coincides with shipments. Most stores get shipments on Tuesdays, so that's why a lot. You know, like if you back in the day, if you were buying CDs or if you were buying any sort of electronics and or anything, usually those things do show up on Tuesday.
But why is comics always Wednesday?
Because they get shipments on Tuesdays and they have to sort them and put them out on Wednesday. So usually it's the way it goes is the shipment comes in on Tuesday for comic book stores too, but they put it on Wednesday in general just because it gives them time to sort stuff. I've known a couple of comic book stores that all gotten their stuff on Tuesday. So like for places like DC, they're not getting them on Tuesday. They're getting them probably on Monday so that they can do a Tuesday release.
Yeah, because that's how it is now. Mm-hmm. All right, any other big game hype releases?
Oh, to be honest, I would have said the it's not a game, but it's the Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah, that had a lot of huge marketing. Yeah, yeah.
That had a lot of marketing hype behind it. Yo, was it $9.99?
Yeah, $9.99. Yeah, that was the day. Made an infamous, man. Adam, what's another one you got?
Oh, man. But that's, I guess, New York. Because remember when Grand Theft Auto 4 launched? And Rockstar had their van to all the men and giving out merch.
Oh, no. I don't remember that. That's dope.
They went through all the five worlds of all the games. Jamal, our boy Jamal. And he got not only...
And you know Jamal.
Shirt, you know Jamal. He does.
Of course I do know Jamal, man.
But when he went inside, he was like on the band of that whole list. So when he finally got it, and he's displayed, and he's like, what are you going to do with that? Oh, probably just going to junk it. And he's out. You know? He's like, can I take it? He's like, can you carry this? He's like, yeah. So he took the whole display stand.
Oh, shit.
It was from 86th Street.
Yeah, he lived in Harlem.
Yeah.
And so he's carrying that shit through Harlem.
He carried it because then he called me. He sent me a picture on my phone. How the hell is it? He's like, I got it. I was like, he's like, no, they gave it to me because they were going to throw it out. Because the game is already hilarious. Out. It was a whole big display for it. And I was like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to put like fakes. There was like a glass casing and in there. Remember when they used to do those things? It was like that. Just on grass. So he got the big box and the whole. So yeah, he carried that whole.
That's crazy. All right. Anybody else have any like hyped games that are with big marketing that you guys remember?
Adam took Halo 3 for me. So yeah, that was mine.
Yeah. Yeah. Halo 3 was huge. Huge.
Huge.
I can't remember if Dead Island had a really amazing advertising campaign or if it was really disappointing or both, but you remember that? Like, I remember the slow-mo zombie intro thing and everybody was so pissed because like this has zero to do with the game. You guys just made a cool zombie mini movie.
Oh, yeah. The whole
I remember that. I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that. Supposed to be making that another one?
Are they?
Yeah, there's supposed to be one.
Yeah, they're working on another one. Dead Island 2, yeah, they're working on another one. It's in... Who knows where in development now?
I mean, it took them forever to do, whatchamacallit, oh my God, Dying Light. You know, it's the same studio, isn't it?
It's,
no.
What you call it now? Techland?
Yeah, Techland. Yeah. I thought they did, okay, I guess I was wrong. Interesting. And I have to look it up. Okay, so who did Dying Light? Okay, Dying Light was Techland, right?
Dying Light's Techland, yeah.
Okay, so who did Dead Island?
That's what I'm saying. I just remember always hearing that they are, though.
Yeah.
Definitely was in Techland.
The guys that did Spec Ops, The Line, no?
Dam Buster Studios, it says here.
Never
heard of them. At least for two. All right, I never heard of them. Never mind. For some reason, I had it in my head that it was Techland. Never mind. All right, moving on here. Unless anybody else has any other hyped games or big marketing games.
I mean, Metal Gear Solid 2.
That was pretty big. Yeah, that had a lot of marketing.
That had a pretty big one. I mean, that's also Grand Theft Auto era, too.
Yep.
Vice
City obviously did, because after the success of 3, you know?
Yeah, Vice City. Yeah, you know, always seeing that commercial, and I run.
Yeah, exactly.
I never get away.
Yeah, never get away.
Like, here's a question.
Grand Theft Auto, Vice City.
Since we're on the topic, like, what's the last midnight launch that everybody here was going to?
I remember.
Kingdom Hearts.
Manny, you were at the last one I went to. Remember we went to Grand Theft Auto 4, we were interviewing people on the line for STFU and Play?
Yep, that was your last one.
Yep, that was the last one I ever attended.
Let's see, my last one is actually Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, 3?
Yeah, 3.
Oh, wow.
I did the midnight launch thing. And the funny thing is that, like, because I was still doing, I was traveling up from, traveling down from Manhattan to Pennsylvania. So I literally got off the bus and then went all the way over there to on the line.
Nice.
When I got home.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mighty Nurse has God of War 3. I remember. Yeah, I did go to that midnight launch.
Yes. We went to that midnight launch. That's the same night that did another game launch on that one.
There was
too?
Another one that came out. Yes, you're right. Something else
was it? It wasn't. It wasn't. Brutal Legend, was it? That was an Uncharted.
That was an Uncharted one. Yeah.
No, but the funny thing, I think there was there was another one, but that was the one I won the God of War mask on.
Yes, that was fun. Yeah.
I mean, you guys may have seen it on previous episodes of Throwdown on, you know, when we do it live, but unfortunately, as the years have gone on, that God of War mask turned into dust.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
It was so, this is gonna be random too. My last one starting with FIFA.
Oh wow.
And I remember when they like, who's gonna be FIFA? That shit was packed. And then it started raining on the guy the one on Steinway, it was pretty big in the back. And so he all the shelves at the aisle over to space, just set up like two little indoor, he brought us and we played in the store, and that was my last.
Yeah. All right, man. Moving on here, what do we have? One Subset. All right. Is the Xbox Series shortage over? I had to make sure I said that fine. I saw one person in Walmart buying a Series X and 4 Series S on the shelf. Go ahead.
There was a lot of, I heard that too. But this is something we talked about before. It wasn't so much the shortage, but remember that big backup of those freights?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Were in California? They're finally unloading a lot of this
Oh,
stuff.
Shit. Maybe so, that's what's up.
Yeah, so that's one of the guys that's in Walmart, and he's same thing. I mean, he asked shipment, nothing special. We're in hiding a bunch of. So, yeah, now it's to that point. Retailers,
yeah.
We'll see.
Hold on. Quick shout out to Chancleta Mangu. Armando, what's up, brother? Thanks for hanging out. By the way, I'm going to throw this in here right now because Syrian Air Force, I believe, is in the chat too. He asked us a question that we're not going to answer because it's just rumor. So he was, because some YouTuber the other day made a video talking about how apparently, according to his sources, Microsoft was like paying off chip companies, and that's how they're getting more Xboxes on the shelves. That is so fucking ridiculous. Like, we're not even going to entertain
that. Hold on.
You know?
Wouldn't that be, word for it, business?
That's just ridiculous.
That's
like,
what he's talking about.
Yeah, if you come to us with an actual real reliable source, sure, we'll talk about that, but it's fucking YouTuber, so we're not going to
Hold on. I just want to say, like, even then, like, okay, so if a company pays another company more money to get supplies for their product, that's called business. There's nothing nefarious there.
Yeah, but how are they paying for something that's already like in low stock? How are they getting extra of it if there's not enough?
That you pay more. That's it's the very simple laws of supply and demand. When people demand things, you pay more for it, and you get it.
But if there's only 10 of the, let's just say for let me finish. We have 10 things available, right?
Yeah.
You go, hey, I'm gonna pay you more. So you could get, so you could make an extra five. Like, where are those extra five coming from?
It's not like that. It's we have.
Or is it we have ten? Hold on, let me finish. God damn it! All right. Or is it we have 10 things? We'll pay you for 8 of those. Is it that?
It's we have 10 things. You get 5. Those guys get 5. And they go, what if we pay you twice as much? They go, we have 10 things. You get 8. They get 2. That's business.
There was that report.
That's not a report. It's just a fucking YouTube.
No, not that. But from where that's coming, that there was some kind of restructuring, or if that's a chip company, and that they had a falling out a while ago, and that resolved it, worked out new. And I think that's where these are coming from, because of that, worked out this new deal and a new factory that they were creating.
Yeah, see,
and
that makes more sense. You build a new factory, you actually have more materials to build shit.
Yeah, that one that was happening in this, and that there was down. But I don't know if there's any truth to any of that, but that's what we're
looking at. So that particular question is too silly. We're not going to go for that. If it was a source like Bloomberg, then we talk about it, but some fucking YouTuber, so dismissing that right away. As for the Xbox Series S, I hope the shortage is over. We hope the shortage is in general fucking over, because it's been ridiculous. So if they're getting more things off the ships, like Adam said, fantastic. You know,
to be honest,
we're seeing that across the board, even with appliances.
Yeah,
you know, like dishwashers.
But the S wasn't really, you know, super elusive. Let's be fucking honest here.
Yeah, it's because it's not as highly sought after as the PS5. Yeah. That's the other factor. You know,
or the X.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other factor people got to.
But seeing X's in the wild, that's a little bit better.
Yeah,
like
that's good.
I've started to see every once in a while. I'll see PlayStation. I saw a fucking story that came up, say a few weeks ago, where somebody posted a story that after several hours there were still PlayStations available. It was on a website, obviously, but it sold out pretty quick after that. But at least they're staying in stock longer, which is a good sign.
Yeah, that's good. You know. I wonder how much of these things are in those ships, you know? Just sitting there for fucking months or years.
They don't want to tell you the ship. They don't want someone getting robbed.
Tony, I would say more. I wonder how many of there is enough components out there in shipping to probably build a shitload of PlayStations. Yeah. They're just all not put together and in various states of shipping. Yeah, there's a shipping container somewhere full of fucking chips that they need, and that's the only thing they need to finish all these PlayStations.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't discount that, you know? So hopefully, you know, things will clear up.
Oh, watch me something stupid like the power button. We're just waiting on a shipment of power buttons, and these bitches are ready to go.
It's hilarious. All right, man. Next question, also from One Subset. Does the new Game Pass family plan strike a blow against PlayStation's new PlayStation Plus?
Are they competing?
Yeah, they are apparently. No, because Game Pass has a family plan now, where like I guess you could sign a bunch of people onto one account or whatever.
Yeah, you know, you can have like I think it's 4 members of family members or something like that. Because right now you can share up to 5 accounts with your friends. So let's say if I wanted to share with, give you my login, and then you click and select it as your home button. You're allowed up to 5 homes, but they don't have to be
Adam.
So you what?
Are you saying that you're going to do a Happy Place Part 2?
No. But this has always been a thing. So when I created another account, it's under his name, but he has, and you can do this with your brothers up to 5. So it's already out there to do under one price, as opposed to this family. If you really have more people,
it ain't gonna be family plan though. Like here's the way I see that going down: group of friends all share one account. Like we all do, like let's be honest, we all have one friend who has our Netflix or our Hulu or something like that. Yeah. And you know, you got everybody's fucking Amazon or HBO. Like, you know, there's 8 people feeding off that shit. You just bring one to the table, and it's kind of like that. Here's what's gonna happen: when you have Game Pass available like that, you're gonna have groups of friends sharing it, and then all of a sudden we're like, dude, I'm playing a game. You should play. It's gonna really encourage multiplayer, man.
Yeah, we'll see. No, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but it's a report. No, there's no pricing yet because it's not official yet. It's just a report from Windows Central, but at least as a reputable source, you know, it's not a fucking YouTuber, you know.
I think it's a really good idea. Yeah. I think it's
and apparently, Brett, they've apparently been talking about this for a while. It's just now they're going to finally implement it. Family plan.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were gonna pausing for dramatic effect.
No, I paused so you get so you could react to that.
Okay, no, no, no. I mean that's yeah. that's amazing, man. It's honestly, I wouldn't say Xbox and PlayStation are really competing on the online service front. Mostly because of day and date games. We've had this discussion before. It really fucking matters, even if it's just perception. So they don't have the day and date games, and now you're gonna have, like I said, whole groups of friends. This is going to help absorb people into the fold, right? Because if I have Game Pass and you don't have Game Pass, I'm just going to give you my Game Pass login. Now, that may not be great for Microsoft because then
yeah,
it doesn't necessarily
say.
Mean you're going to buy Game Pass. It just means you're going to play Game Pass. But we'll see how the numbers go. But in terms of like for the customer, oh man, that's a great fucking deal. It's pretty fucking huge. Essentially, they just cut the cost of your Game Pass by 5.
So the question is, if this gets announced, which I'm assuming your family is, that whichever accounts are linked to it, let's say if you and Brad, myself, whatever, we're all in this, then that means that we can all sign in and play at the same time mm-hmm. and be able to play the same games because mm-hmm. it's a family plan. We're all in it.
That's yeah. Yeah. The day it releases.
Yeah.
I wonder, I mean, Netflix doesn't do this anyway, but I wonder if there's going to be any kind of vetting. It's like, hold on, family, that motherfucker's in New York, that motherfucker's in Kansas, that motherfucker's in England. You know what I'm saying?
Cares.
Yeah,
nobody
they don't
cares.
Care. Okay, so it'll just be like
it's,
that.
It's quote-unquote family. I mean, yeah, and family. You got to understand, family. They run a real risk if they're like, no, it's only blood relative nuclear families. It's not the people who took you in when, you know, after your family died in that plane accident kind of thing. Like, yeah. So they have to put families in quotes, you know, whatever you consider family – you can put on this plan.
Because all right, so we got the Vin Diesel version of family thing.
Exactly.
Okay, remember with the streaming service, what they're trying to do now, they're still saying it. They don't want you sharing outside of the country. They want
yeah,
you,
it's only within the... Sorry, yeah, Brian.
It's only with... That's what they're really trying to prevent.
I have a happy place.
Yeah, there you go.
Is it called Steam?
Is it the Dapper Place? Is that what you guys call it over there? Or what you call it, the Dapper Place?
No, we just call it the happy place.
Yo, by the way, in between subjects, this is non-gaming related. I just need to mention something.
Uh-oh.
The other day, I had shredded duck fried rice. Oh, my God.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the tweet. All right, man. Moving on here. Where are we? Not a question. Oh, here we go. Syrian Air Force. All right, first question. Is PS5's storage upgrade solution better than Xbox Series X's solution? Sony gives consumers more choices of expandable storage, whereas Xbox only has Seagate making its expandable storage. Interesting question. But the thing is, like, you got to balance it, right? It's like, yeah, Sony gives you more options, but Xbox is literally plug it into the back and you're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Put it, I put mine in a bit.
And
I,
you're
I
done.
Was,
Whoa. Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah, they talk with a woman, you know?
So yeah, I think it's each has one a pro and a con. So like yeah. you know the pro for the Xbox is ease, you know, where you just boop, it's in there. The PlayStation is it's whatever ones they you know as many ones that you get out there you support. Here's the thing, they both cost around the same amount
of
money.
Though. Yeah, they do.
Right. And the only downside is actually on the PlayStation.
That's the other thing I want to mention. It's like. Yeah, like PlayStation, you have more options, but those options are limited. You can't just buy any old SSD. You know, you got to be careful.
Yeah, you got to get the approved one, and you got to get the
yeah,
yeah.
So Xbox has the better solution. Literally, just stick it in, you're done. That's it. You know, that's what she said.
Yeah, and I think to be honest, that is more consumer friendly than opening up a console. Like, because here's the thing. Like, I, as gamers, yeah.
Yeah, but it's easy, baby. It's easy.
Yeah, but if it's for a kid and it's an older parent,
no, yeah, exactly.
Like, what? I'm not doing break it. Here's the thing. You're allowed to do this.
No, most people are gonna be afraid to open it. You know, obviously the enthusiasts like us and stuff like you know gamers are gonna go and yeah, that's the first thing that people did when they with the PlayStation, 4 when they allowed that ability to do that, they just went boop and popped it in, but. Microsoft, in general, with the original Xbox, with the 360, it was always an easier thing. You didn't need to open anything. All you needed to do was just buy another one of their hard drives and pop it on. And this seems like the same sort of idea, right?
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah.
History has shown that, I mean, pretty conclusively, that just plugging something into your system always wins over having to open up the case.
Agreed.
Exactly.
Yeah. So Xbox has the win here for easily, you know? I know some of the guys in the chat disagree with us on that one, but no, Xbox is
for me.
Easier,
for me as a person who doesn't like, you know, I have the ability to do it. I would much rather buy a console with one already installed inside of it than having to open a one up and do it, because I never
anxiety inducing.
Yeah.
Even if you do it right, even if you have all the tools, even if you have everything here, just like, fuck, am I gonna void my warranty?
Yeah. You know? I don't wanna mess with anything inside of there and have any sort of excuses why you know, I just somehow I touched something in the wrong way. Even though, and again, I've built computers on my own and all that stuff, but I feel like I should, to be an old man, I shouldn't need to open up my VCR so that it plays other tapes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should just do it. It should have enough space. It should have all this stuff. And I'd much rather just, you know, go caution to the wind and buy the more expensive one that has more memory than fooling around with, you know, even though it's just pulling off the front of it and unscrewing one screw and putting the thing in there. I wouldn't want to mess with that.
Yeah, with me, I don't mind doing that. I've done that with all the other PlayStations, and obviously mm-hmm. the only thing that's keeping me from doing it is I don't want to pay that price, you know. But even though I personally, you know, have no problem opening up my console, I have to look at it objectively. What's easier? The Xbox has it. It's just plug it in, you're done, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. People would go, oh, no, but it's easier on PlayStation. Yeah, maybe for you it is. It would be for me, but Xbox is easier, you know.
You have to include instructions. It's not.
Hold on, I got plug and play. It's easy. It's super inconvenient, is what it is.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna go super inconvenient. It's again because I've
it's
already.
It's not super inconvenient to have to find a fucking screwdriver. Disconnect.
You don't need. You don't need to, dude. You pop it off. That's it. You don't need to unscrew anything.
But then you have to screw in the drive.
That you do need to do. But the point is, like, I'm not. It's not that hard. But Xbox is obviously easier.
I'm not saying it's hard. Hold on. I'm not saying it's hard. I can't do it. It's something I couldn't do after a long day. Like man, I built computers before.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. It's just wildly inconvenient to have to unhook it.
You can try to put it in the wrong way. Someone can, like we said, can get the one that doesn't have a heat sink, close it up.
Yeah, see, that's the bigger issue, buying the wrong one. You know, that's the real problem there. But
why should this be? We're talking about consoles, not PCs, right? This is the whole thing with consoles. This is fucking easy. You don't have to open it up. You just plug it into it and press a button.
Yeah. Well, we've been doing this since the PS3 era, so it's not unheard of.
Again,
you know?
It's the option is open, and yes, the enthusiasts have done it with the PS3, but at the same time, again, Johnny Two Toes.
Oh yeah, Johnny. Yeah,
guy,
Joe Blow. That's what we call him. Joe Blow.
Yeah, you know? Joe Blow ain't gonna do that.
Oh yeah, and what would Joe Blow? You know, what would be a best solution for him? Xbox. Plug it in. You're done.
You plug it in. Like even like as much as the again, it's nice to have that option as an enthusiast and a player, because you can kind of, you know, you sort of can kind of adjust your, you know, make your experience a little bit better, you know, have a little more space. But I think for regular people, most people are not going to be opening up their consoles.
Yeah.
You got to realize most gamers are a unique situation, because they're most, you know, people that are considered gamers are usually enthusiasts and usually a little bit ahead of the curve than the regular person that's just going to go there and says into the GameStop, you know, the video game store and say, I want a PlayStation 5, you know.
Those people don't even know what expandable storage is. Let's just
they don't know
what
they, they'll well, be like. They'll be like,
does it play Fortnite? That's all they're going to ask.
Does it play Fortnite? Does it play Fortnite? And they're like, oh, and then the guy will try to sell them up on there, and they'll be sell them up on some additional storage. You can get yourself additional storage, you know, but you got to open up the console. Then they're already selling them on an Xbox. Well,
that's what I'm wondering. Does GameStop sell any form of expandables for the?
As far as I know, they don't.
I don't know.
I know they sell Pop Vinyls.
Yeah.
But then right there, it's probably
they have a whole wall of Pop Vinyls.
They probably don't want to deal with headache. Oh,
I mean,
people saying they messed something up. Or
they probably don't want to deal with the liability of telling people they have to open their system.
Well, and can we stop pretending like people shop at GameStop anymore?
This is true.
By the way, I'm looking at GameStop. By the way, I'm on GameStop site right now. Yeah, they actually do sell PlayStation expandable storage.
Is it like, but for in store?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, but no,
that's
Carlos is right. Like, does GameStop even exist as a storage anymore?
Oh, yeah. Carlos, oh, yes, I will. You won't believe this. I just saw a video of a guy. Obviously, he was an angry guy who was returning his physical copy of Elden Ring to GameStop. I was fucking shocked.
Wow.
I mean, you know, there's always a unicorn. But
he took place in their 48-hour rule. That's all. Go ahead.
Going back to the discussion, I feel like it's a little bit overblown. Obviously, Microsoft's strategy is probably the better one. It is the better one in my opinion. But the thing with consoles, let's not act like consoles haven't been complicated for many years. I mean, the fucking, you know, the 32X with the Sega CD, all the components that have to be included in.
Dude, I hooked that up when I was 9. Wasn't complicated. By definition, if you can do it when you're 9, it's not complicated.
I have a nephew that's 9, and I'm guarantee you he can put in the SSD into the PS5. If people want to do it, they'll find a way. And YouTube is the easiest way to, you know, just figure out how to do something. Obviously, the convenience is not there. So, you know, that's why the Xbox method is by far the best one. But, you know, it's not rocket science, you know. It's not something to get.
No, I think it's just taking the chance and then just bringing that alarm to parents that, let's say you just bought it for, it's like, all right, I need the extension. All right, so what do I got to do? Well, you got to take this piece off. You got a screwdriver, Dad? Listen, we got to get this other piece, screw this in. It's like, wait. And if the parent's not up on the whole process, they may think, this is just voiding it out. I don't think they would have made it easy.
I don't want to disconnect my PlayStation and bring it to a table, man.
Yeah, but like, you know, again, Joe Blow is not going to do that anyway. Yeah. You know, it's really the enthusiast guy's going to do that.
Yeah, the enthusiast. I mean, it's like giving the people the ability to, you know, to change their it's like the Scion car, right? You know, like the Scion car, it sells a bunch of accessories and stuff like that. They're really easy to do, but it, you know, if you want to really do it, but most people don't.
Yeah.
You got cloud storage, so all of this is a non-necessity to begin with. So like, I don't find it horribly wrong because, like, it's almost tiers of inconvenience, right? Like, the more storage you want, the more hoops you have to go through, and that's fine. You know, if you want more storage than your console, you have to upload to the cloud, download from the cloud, and manage your save. If you want more save space or more storage than that, you got to open your console up. You got to put this thing in. I mean, it makes sense, and it's a thing that's easily avoidable. And yes, anybody can do it. It's not difficult. It's just, like I said, man, like, it's not just open it up, put this thing in, done for most people. You have to find where you put the fucking screwdriver, and then you have to crawl behind the entertainment center and disconnect a bunch of cords to fucking get the PlayStation out and haul it off to the dining room table and then lay everything out and make sure that you don't lose anything and still manage to lose a fucking screw somewhere. And then when you get the thing in, you have to go back and put it back and, you know, behind the entertainment system where it lives, where, you know, you can't see where any of the fucking cords go. You spend 15 minutes back there wrestling with the shit. It's not impossible. It's just 9 kinds of pain in the ass.
I put together not too long ago, and my wife, I said, like, oh, look, it's put together, and she found a little packet. Oh, those are extras. She's like, they never give extras. You forgot something. I'm like, no, they gave extras. And I had to show the menu. Actually said, yeah, we included 2 extra screws just in case.
That's funny. Mm-hmm.
I think the best way to like look at it is one takes 3 seconds, one takes 3 minutes.
Yep, pretty much. You know,
then so, everything else apart from that is pretty negligible, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's why I don't say why this is even a debate, Brian. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, you pop it in, that's it, you're done. You know,
you could theoretically have both consoles be there at the same time, and then start the install process. And by the time the PS5 guy has finished his one, the Xbox guy has updated his, transferred the game, and booted up the game. You know, so it's like, yeah, it's no competition.
But Brian, when you're traveling with your Series X and you're carrying it around, putting it on your trunk, you're like, you have to take away that SSD off, man, because you don't want to bent it. You know, it's going to hit. On the PlayStation 5, it just stays inside. You don't have to fucking take it off and be like, waste those 3 seconds and be like, yo, man, my SSD is safe and sound. I can carry this. This is travel ready. And I got to give some kudos to this.
It's just a giant USB.
Well, here's the thing. That's what I also want to know. If anybody, because do you have to format it or does it come pre? Because that was one thing on Xbox
You will have
one.
To format it.
It does. It automatically was formatted. I thought I had to format. No, just right off the bat, it's defaulting. I was like, oh, so I didn't have to format. I mean, it only takes like
2 seconds. Doesn't it ask you right away? Like as soon as?
Yeah. I was watching the Digital Foundry and you will have to format it.
Yeah, you have to, yeah.
I'm guessing because it's a non-proprietary.
Oh, yeah, that's it could be anything.
Yeah, you could use it on like a PC beforehand and then stick it in. So I think to be safe, Sony just says, we're wiping this.
Yeah, makes sense. All right, man, let's move on. Next question here, also from Assyrian Air Force. What do you guys, and let me finish it. I know as soon as I say the name of this, somebody's going to say something.
Who that?
What do you make of the Kraken system on PS5 that makes game sizes much smaller than Xbox Series X games? By the way, I looked up. This is actually a real thing. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real thing. I was like, Kraken? What are you talking about? Clash of the Titans? You know?
Yeah, but it's the thing that Cerny was talking about, where essentially
the Kraken system.
Yeah, it's essentially like, you know, multiples of certain things that you don't need to be put in there, stuff like that.
Isn't it the compression decompression system that?
Yeah. That's their name for it.
Call of Duty. It still doesn't do much. It's like, was it a gig? I think it was like 4 or 5 gigs small. I'm like, yeah, but that's nothing when you're 100.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, I think that maybe some studios may not be effectively using it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because like there's the compression stuff, but there's also the thing where they don't have to post multiple assets inside of the game in order for it to, you know, to access it. So it's kind of a combination of both.
What was it? It came out this week or last week? It was at Call of Duty Dev that was talking about the drawback that Call of Duty, the franchise, that it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Every time they have to make some changes. You know, I don't know whether it's a bandwidth issue with it. Wow, that's an update. Now I have to install another game. And that's the battle of that. Because, on one hand, you want all these. Right? You want all these. You want 4K. All that takes up space. So then what do? So then their method, different components that install. You campaign, you player, you have wars that can all be. But even that's all messy, right? It's not as streamed as it should be. So.
Yeah. Well, a lot of games do that, where, in other words, they're just literally uninstalling a version of your game, and they're just the patched version. They're reinstalling a patched version as opposed to going a patch on top.
Oh, half the time they don't uninstall it first. They're just like, we need 95 gigs of free space to update Fallout.
Yeah, it's hard to tell how, you know, I guess the developers are the ones that would tell us about this, but... Not sure how if anyone's taking advantage of this the system, the Kraken system, or, you know, if it's useful at the moment. But
it defeats the purpose of compression. With anything, compression usually degrade file into it. But 4K itself, large images, everything is very large.
Also, don't take Hassan's info on this, you know, because he's, you know. Who knows what he's up to?
He's a PlayStation fanboy. Is that what?
He's a PlayStation fanboy. He's like, only on the PlayStation 5 can you run my game. I'm like, yeah, bro.
Now,
you're using a general market, a game engine like Unreal.
Yeah, that guy's so full of shit.
Yeah, you know, either that or he really likes drinking that Kool-Aid.
Trying to the partnership stays in there. Look,
Shuhayu Shoot is like, yo, you better say that the PlayStation is the best.
Oh man,
your fantasy we got our
PS ninjas that'll whip your ass.
All right, man. Moving on here, Black Mage. All right, actually, his first question, we already kind of answered it, but we didn't answer it because it was too speculative. He just asked if, you know, Halo Infinite fails, will Microsoft give this studio, you know, the game to another studio? We don't know. We're not going to talk about that. That's, you know, too crazy.
I mean, game to another studio.
I think they should, right? But, you know, but we're not going to get onto all that. I'm pretty sure we talked about that before. All right, so the next question here is, just as DLC, loot boxes, and Battle Royale have become mainstays in today's gaming, will future titles lean heavily into the quote-unquote memeability aspect that the Elden Ring community has come to love. Can it be artificially recreated without such moments feeling forced or canned? No, that stuff happens naturally. You can't.
No, that stuff happens naturally.
Yeah.
Nobody could have predicted Fortnite would have blown up the way it did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you can build an environment for it. Like, I will say the Soul series is built around the idea of being mimetic. Like, it's half the idea when developing it is, you know, they know that you're going to go to YouTube. They know that you're going to show videos of this, you know, hitbox porn. They know that you're going to, you know, like, make little memes about it. So, like, they leave it open enough that you have that room to be creative, and they let you own your experience enough to want to share it. Now, beyond that, like, you can do that. You can build it, they will come kind of thing. You can build a good environment for somebody to be able to express themselves through a game, but it's not always going to work, and you can't force it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
yeah, you can't force that stuff.
I think in general, just having that ability to have a camera and record your stuff, actually helps. That helps with that sort of thing. And I think they also, in general, you know, because of the language of the game, they leave those sorts of bits of jank in them because of it. Like the ragdoll physics in all Souls games is absurdly stupid, but it also gives you a little bit of an amusement when you see the freaking characters all twisted and twirled all over things.
Is it like Minority Report?
It's pretty stupid. Like, you'll walk through a character and you'll see them, like, their body all, like, all twisted all over the place, really silly.
Oh, man, it used to be even better. Like, you used to really be able to, like, just kick them downstairs and shit like that.
Yeah.
There used to be whole memes about that, but I think some people started complaining when there was like a wall of enemies and they were just, you know, pushing them through like bulldozing a street.
Yeah. But
it's
still
pretty janky from what I can
see.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm agreeing with you. It used to be way worse. They had to kind of fix it, but they intentionally left that little bit of jank, just like Manny said, because they know we loved it. They're like, okay, we're gonna make this more reasonable. We're still gonna do a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Move on here. This might be controversial. Why, when, how did the gaming community become the biggest place for gatekeeping, even surpassing comics, anime, and movies and sports? Why do the people get worked up over how others play the game, especially if they use mechanics that developers have placed in the game?
That's the competitive nature of people in general.
And it's the internet that's just putting it forefront, because now you can actually hear all the people bitch about it together.
Yeah, and then the other thing is it's the competitive nature of people, and it's also the game industry itself. You know, back in the day, you know, used to be like, oh, you call yourself a gamer? You think you're an ultimate game? Like, in other words, trying to
push you to get that game. Only hardcore gamers play this.
Only hardcore gamers play this.
Which is where the teens are. The Sega and Blood is Nintendo's.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a thing specific to the Souls community that is, I'm pretty sure it's people who have played the game a long time. It's very near and dear to them. Not necessarily, they have mixed feelings about it being super large and accessible.
Shout out to
the member berries syndrome, right? Like, they're like, oh man, like, all these people are coming in, I'm afraid they're going to make my game easier, blah, 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 blah. Even though, like, Elden Ring is one of the is the most accessible, and I'm going to say this here and now, on par with the most difficult of Souls games. It's not easy. You could just walk away or overlevel or do any number of other things to trivialize the fight the same way you've always been, right?
Yeah.
But people, I think these, it's a mixture of, some people are just afraid that their series is being taken over. And I understand. I get it. As a Souls fan, you're like, Jesus Christ, if the next one is just all kinds of fucked up because they know they're going to sell 15 million copies, and how are they going to not fall to that pressure? But I trust his team that they're not going to do that. They have not folded yet. I don't think that they're going to. But I understand in principle where they're coming from. And I think the other half of it is, like I said before, a bunch of people are saying, I did this, look at me. But we haven't really figured out or don't know a socially or mentally healthy, socially healthy way to do that as a gamer community, except speedrunners. Speedrunners have figured it out, but everybody else, they're like, you know, they can't say, oh, I did this. They have to say, oh, you didn't really beat the game unless you did this because I did this. Like, well, you don't need that whole first part, dude. We get it. You think you're better than me because you beat the game with one hand taped behind your back. And honestly, that's fine. You probably displayed more skill beating the game with one hand tied behind your back. If I want to play you, cool. I will fight for it. I will try to emulate that, but that's my choice, right?
Yeah. By the way, Brett, remember how we were jokingly saying, it's like, oh yeah, you beat the game with your feet. We're just doing that as a joke. Somebody actually legit did that with a DDR pad the other day.
Yeah, no, that's people, they're like paraplegic people beating this game with a fucking straw.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this person was a paraplegic, but yeah, they did it with a DDR pad. It's fucking incredible, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people do amazing stuff in this. I don't know that it's ever going to go away. Is kind of the problem. And I don't think it needs to, because we're looking at a weird situation where, and I'm just calling a spade a spade, the person who beats the game at a higher difficulty is displaying a higher level of skill. Barrett, I think people just need to express that. I also think this whole fucking, like, oh, everybody's gatekeeping me kind of thing are people who cannot stand when other people say, I did it like this, I beat the game like this. It makes them feel small, and they don't like that because it hurts their feels. So, like, we need to learn to, as a community, express pride in the things that we've done and not tear down other people's accomplishment because it makes us feel small, right? Like, if somebody does something big and great, it's going to make you feel a little bit smaller. That's kind of the fucking nature of the thing. If you want to feel big and great, you go do that thing. Like,
you know, the one thing about a lot of this, and this is maybe me just being because sort of the loner gamer, I don't give a shit about anybody, what anybody is fucking doing.
Same here. I don't care. I legit don't care.
I swear, man. I don't care. Like, who gives a shit how, you know, how the way I play this game. Now, I mean, the thing about it is, like, if you're doing this on a public forum and you're not representing the if you're putting a bunch of cheats on your game, I would call that into question because you're doing that in a public forum. You're not representing the game as it should be represented. Is that gatekeeping? I don't know. But I think, like, if you're gonna be like a streamer and you're just gonna throw a bunch of cheats on your game, that can be called into question. But if you're just playing it as you play it and you found some sort of funky exploit, then what the fuck? Whatever.
Yeah.
Any tools.
But I feel like everybody seems so interested in whatever everybody else in their world is thinking about them. Fuck them.
Well, and that's where I'm trying to cover. Like, I don't give a shit what other people say. Same as you guys. But I'm trying to put myself in the position of somebody who does, and I'm like, so who really cares? Like, if I'm like, hey, I beat Elden Ring with this summons, and then somebody comes back with, well, you didn't really do that. That has to be a fucking Twitter thing, right? Like, that just has to be a Twitter thing.
That is a Twitter thing. It's them. It's him putting it. It's like, in other words, who's somebody who seems to be proud about what they did, and then somebody essentially poo-pooing on their parade. So then don't fucking post that shit online. You don't need to post it, because you know what? You're doing it your way. You did it your way. And you don't even need to listen to about whatever this other guy's gonna say. That's the way nerddom has always been initially. But now all of a sudden, people want to get into talking about
them. Exactly, and this has always been a thing in nerddom, and we've always successfully dealt with it the same way. You just kind of let it wash over you, right? Like, somebody, you know, like, I beat Margit with my jellyfish summon. Someone's like, real gamers don't beat it with a jellyfish, and you go, I don't care what that guy thinks, and move on with your day. Then, like, no harm, no foul. Like, we used to get the shit kicked out of us, all right? Like, you can deal with a little bit of toxic gatekeeping on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, because it's not real. It's
the best solution for anybody. Get off Twitter and then just have that conversation in a subreddit that's dedicated.
Yeah, or talk to your crew about it. Because that's it. At least when the criticism comes out where the other guy's like, yo man, you could just strike right back at him, right?
Yeah, because there'll be others that are in there off. So everybody's talking about
it's like, you know,
and then you'll all get smacked in the face because of PC. Say, well, I'm playing this.
and that's it.
And that's, they get high card because of that. Well, did you see
I don't know. It's
awesome. Yeah, but how many cheats and mods did you put on it, motherfucker? You know?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, back in the day, like, you know, like when you were just on your own, people put on the game genie codes and all that other stuff.
That's fine. But, you know, if you're, like you say, if you're streaming the game.
If you're streaming and you're supposedly a streamer that's supposed to be representing the game and, you know, like, to be honest, all that is an advertisement for a cheating device. That's not even a real, it's not even a playthrough of a game.
Yeah.
Which is a shame, because I, as somebody who doesn't watch this shit, I would imagine watching people lose is way more entertaining than watching people win.
Oh, yeah. No, it is. You see, yeah, it's essentially seeing them go through the process. You rarely see that,
too, especially if you weren't live one. They'll just
I mean, yeah, and then I mean, to be honest, like the ones that seeing people do it is those crazy ass speedrunners. Now, like seeing them do some of those, that's pretty amazing.
Did you ever see the guy do the play Mike Tyson's punch out blindfolded, and his back turned to the TV and played it through? And it's,
cause see, that's a real gamer
because it's sound cues. Yeah,
it's all sound cues.
I saw a guy beat Elden Ring in 11 minutes.
Yeah, I saw that video popping around.
One big streamer. He's like, beat the game in 1 minute. This is not fighting all the bosses.
Did he, like, glitch his way into an area at any point, or was that just straight?
No, it was with glitches. Like, in other words, like, you know, exploits, like, you know, running off an area that you couldn't, that you wouldn't think there. Or, like, there's this other part where you jump around one of the doors and you cut out and then you come back in again. You know,
okay, that's cool.
That stuff. But then he also did the normal run where he essentially beat every single boss and got all the at least all the main bosses and got their.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry.
From different parts. How did he pull that off? I mean, it sounds like it takes time to travel to different areas.
Huh?
I just have to apologize for the horrible toxic gatekeeping I just did when I asked if he did it without glitches.
Yeah.
That wasn't fair to me, and probably made somebody who does use glitches feel small, and I apologize to you for that.
Well, you know, the thing is, some people care about one thing. Sometimes it's about what your priority are as a gamer. If your goal is just to win no matter what, you know, there's those gamers that just – beating it no matter what is considered a win, no matter how they do it. Or there's other people that actually go through the process of doing it. You know, I would say, though, you know, the person that would, you know, goes through the process of doing it would have a lot more skill at doing the game rather than other. But then again, the guy who uses a skip is also a really good player on his own. He knows how to play the game. So it's weird.
By the way, since we're talking about Elden Ring, I wish Chris was here for this. Brett, you'll like this story. So Chris is helping me out, was helping me out with something last night, and we got invaded, right? Invader shows up, he waves. I'm like, oh, Chris, hold on, back off. I got this, you know, because this guy showed respect, you know? Mm-hmm. We had our meet match, no potions or nothing. He ended up winning, and then he bows. I'm like, okay, good, you know, because if he just came rushing in, it's like, all right, Chris, let's fuck this guy up. You know, so but it's very rare when, like, you know, in the Souls community, and Brett was the one that told me, he's like, if a guy shows up and he acknowledges you, he wants a fair fight. So I gave him a fair fight, and it was good. You know, I was like, Chris was like, yo, Tony, you need help? I'm like, no, hang back, just watch. You know,
yep, you get those guys every once in a while. We like single handed fight clubbing. Also, when the fuck were you playing last night?
We played for like an hour. Like, you know, my Tony time. It was like, as you know, it was for a while. It was like from 7 my time to like 9-ish my time. So it was that time that I played. No, not last night. The night before that. I was at a wedding.
Okay, I was about to say. Yeah. Shit, I was online the whole time.
It was the other night. Last night I was at a fucking wedding in Brooklyn. Yeah, it was the other night. Chris helped me out with tried to help me out, but he couldn't go into the Evergall. I hate that shit. You have to do that shit on your own. But I managed to do it today, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, let's move on. What are we up to right now? Roman Ronan, he's back. It's been a while, man.
All right. Mr. Ronan.
With Kingdom Hearts 4 now officially announced, which Square Enix franchise would you rather that they spend time, money, resources on? Personally, I'm trying to understand why they don't capitalize on the renewed interest in Chrono, but Tactics would be nice, or actually give some love to the old Enix stepchildren titles. So I guess
you mean like the bouncer?
Yeah, exactly.
No, that ain't good. That ain't gonna get no love, man.
I'd like to see that one, Manny. Actually, like of all the games, I think that might be one of the ones.
I would like to see them come back with the bouncer with the controls of the Final Fantasy game. Literally improve that game. Like take a shit game, you know, and really push it. But you know, we'll never see. It's all about the popular kids. Bouncer's is that one kid in the corner that nobody looks at. But he was there in the beginning.
You mean like Way of the Warrior and Naughty Dog, you know? It's like no one talks about Way of the Warrior.
I mean, here's the thing. Like Naughty Dog is not even in the position to even be making any fighting games. I wouldn't want to see Warrior.
you know what? I would be on Manhunt. Bring that back, man. That was fun.
For me, I would say, you know, like, I do agree with you on a lot of the you know, the jumping on the Chrono, you know, Trigger / Chrono stuff, because they just did put out Chrono Trigger and Mana, and, you know, taking
Chrono Cross just came out.
Chrono Cross just the remaster came out. I mean, it would be nice to see that, but you also got to realize that Chrono Cross was also a huge failure when it originally came out. That's why they didn't give that game the treatment that the Trials of Mana and Secret, you know, got, you know, because that was a really good game that did well. Chrono Cross has a lot of nostalgia behind it. A lot of people played it, but enough people didn't play because the Chrono series ended with that game.
So, controversial question. I'm assuming, just because of Square and the way that they've done things recently, I'm assuming we're talking about taking any of these games and putting them on the Final Fantasy XV engine?
You could do that if you want.
Well, that kind of seems to be the only thing they're really doing lately.
Well, here's the thing. Final Fantasy XV engine is Unreal 4.
Yeah.
Ever since they revamped the Final Fantasy engine, they just seem to be re-releasing games under that engine. Like,
you mean Unreal 4?
This sounds like
Unreal. Yeah.
Well, their version of Unreal 4.
No, it is Unreal 4. It is Unreal 4.
It's just you're Unreal 4?
Yeah, you're thinking about the Luminous engine. That's what they're doing for Spoken on.
Yeah. But the reason
No,
15 was.
Oh yeah, it was.
Just Luminous.
I'm thinking about. I'm sorry, but I'm thinking about Final Fantasy VII. That was on Unreal. But yeah,
okay.
Yeah. After 15, the only other game that uses it is Forspoken. That's it. Everything else has been Unreal 4 afterwards.
This is a fun fact about Final Fantasy 15. It was the first game with DLSS.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't know that. But yeah, sorry, Brett. Oh yeah, Final Fantasy 15 and Forspoken are the only Luminous engine games at the moment.
Yeah, the one thing about that Luminous engine is it's pretty difficult to develop for, and that's possibly why, because they were supposed to use that for Final Fantasy 7, but I think it just wasn't working.
Regardless of that, okay, so like Final Fantasy 7 and Final Fantasy 15. They play very, very similar, right?
Yeah.
All of Square's games that have come out have been that kind of play style.
It's
so what
action,
I'm asking is...
And you could throw Kingdom Hearts 3 in there, too.
Yeah, Kingdom Hearts 3 also plays very similar. To that, because, to be honest, if you think about it, like, all of those games are pretty much like Kingdom Hearts 3, you know, Kingdom Hearts games, just action RPG stuff. There's no more turn-based stuff anymore.
Well, no, and they almost seem like they're just reskins of each other. My question is, and I mean this in a very genuine way, even though it sounds like one of the dick comments I would make. Are we saying, like, we're giving any of these games the current Square treatment, which is kind of just reskinning it as
reskinning
a Final Fantasy with something else? Or are we talking about, you know, a remake or a remaster? Well, it's actually just remake of the old game.
Whatever you want, man.
Because there's things that I'd like to see, but like, man, I don't want them to do them the way that they're doing them now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, in other words, it's like, you know, because the rumors say that, you know, Final Fantasy IX is still getting a remake. Is it just going to be
the NVIDIA leak too, isn't it, Brian?
That's part of the NVIDIA leak too. So does that mean that game is just going to be essentially Final Fantasy VII, you know, just the same sort of gameplay, action RPG stuff? It probably is. Because that, to be honest, it's just like the PlayStation formula. It's like even though Persona did very well with the turn-based, I feel like for the regular audiences, it's action RPGs that seem to, you know, be acceptable.
You know what's interesting? Dragon Quest XI, like the most traditional of traditional turn-based, quietly sold like 15 million copies, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting how, like, that game has sold Final Fantasy numbers but hasn't gotten the same amount of hype, and it's a traditional-as-fuck game. So there is still a lot of audience, but you're right, like, if you want to show something off flashy, you go with the turn-based, or you go with the action stuff, you know?
Yeah, you go with the action RPG thing, so yeah.
Even though I'm already hearing rumors that Dragon Quest XII may change things up, I'm very worried about that. You know,
they're gonna go back to turn based?
No, apparently they say they want to modernize it. So
they want to get rid of all turn based stuff.
Yeah, so that's what I'm fearing.
Manny, it has been already modernized.
Yeah, it's already been modernized.
They're going to modernize the modernized version.
Yeah.
Postmodern.
I heard action. That's what I heard. In my head, I translated it to action RPG, and I'm afraid. I mean,
yeah, they're going to turn it into an Ubisoft game.
Yeah,
it's like
or a Square Enix game.
Yeah, dude, Square Enix, their formula is not much better. We don't talk about how tired that shit is, but they're not far behind, man.
I'm looking at Crackdown 3 for inspiration.
Oh shit!
I looked at it. It's like, you know, like Kingdom Hearts was the one game that used to be the action RPG game, and then you know you had your regular Final Fantasy games, which were still turn based. Now all the Square Enix games are pretty much like that.
They're all Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, yeah, you're right. It's interesting. All right, man. Yeah, moving on here. Another one from Roman Ronin. Okay, How can Summer Game Fest that's happening this year improve its digital-only format over last year's?
Stop showing so many fucking commercials.
Yeah, that's how we could do. Make the show about an hour and a half and drop all those commercials and we'll be good, you know?
Yeah. Like, I know you got to get, yeah, I know Jeff's got to pay the bills, but you know what? Throw a little bug on the bottom corner of it or something that just flashes around, shows whatever commercials you need to show. And just give us the actual games instead of mixing commercials and games and, you know,
yeah.
Even though they're all commercials.
I was about to say, man, I feel like that's asking for a cheeseburger without the hamburger on it. Like, it's the commercials are the event, man.
It's all that.
It's like the reveals are pretty much ads.
The trailer for a game that's not coming out that's for another 2 years. You know, yeah. It's like, but this is the big reveal. Really? You didn't show much but a little.
Yeah, I don't know. I would just prefer there be an actual line between the ads and the thing. Like, in other words, I always say, like, even with the Game Awards, it's so difficult to tell what was the advert and the actual content they're supposed to be showing. And to be honest, also the Game Awards is not even supposed to be, you know, ads anyway and reveals. It's supposed to be an award show.
Yeah, but, you know, you're right.
Whatever.
It's fucking crazy. Oh, also, he hopes that all of us have had a good 2022 so far. Going good so far, man.
I mean, it's going okay.
I got no complaints on my end.
Moving into a new house.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing okay.
Yeah, doing okay, man. Doing okay. I was thinking about this. It's fucking wild, dude. Like, I've made more money in the last 6 months than I have in the past 3 years. Fucking crazy.
Freelance, that's a big difference.
Yeah, a huge difference. Well, if you freelance, if you skill it, bro, you can make some money. But
certain parts of it, yeah.
If you can skill it, man, because I remember my first year as a freelancer, I was making bank. You know.
Yeah, if you're burning the candle at every single end that you could possibly do it as a freelancer, you can make some serious money.
Yeah,
but, yeah, you gotta be careful though.
Gotta be careful, exactly.
You can literally, you can kill yourself doing that shit.
You can literally burn the candle.
You know,
the highest paid freelancers that ever in Hollywood.
Oh yeah, those guys
make
money.
They'll come up with something, and if they sell it, boom, like here.
Yo, there's Hollywood screenwriters. They've never had a movie made, but they make a ton of fucking money.
The studios just buy their stuff. They're like, yo, I go forward. It's like, which ones are going to be in theaters? I don't know. It's not up to me.
Anymore. Exactly.
I make it. I sell it.
I mean, that's how David Hayter does it. He's a screenwriter.
Yeah.
What's the Solid Snake?
Yeah, Carlos, what's up?
Oh, Tony said he's made more money in this last 6 months than he's made in the last 3 years. I've spent more money in the last 6 months than I've spent in the last 3 years.
In the last 3 weeks, you have, you know?
Pretty much.
New York, man. That's how it is, bro.
Shit's expensive, bro.
Yep. Life, Flesh. Man.
Makes you appreciate where you live currently, right?
You mean Brooklyn?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, man. Yo, Carlos is moving. Watch, it's gonna happen. You know.
Nah, all right.
Until he meets Carmen.
Carmen's
gonna change his
Juanita life. And shit. You know. All right, man. Next question here. Chackzilla, what's up, man? Been a while. All right. Does anyone have any experience using Vita emulators for old PS1 and N64 games? Do they really go for $250 with 18,000 pre-installed games? Is it worth buying or just waiting till Steam Deck releases? Mine is Q3. So Vita emulation.
That's an Adam question.
That's an Adam question.
I've done it on two of my Vita. I put RetroArch And it's fine. It worked. I don't know why he's talking about spending all this money. What, are you talking about like buying them on eBay where he did it with the firmware?
Apparently, I could be wrong here because so apparently there's an emulator you could buy for $250 with 18,000 pre-installed games. Is that a thing?
I don't know about that. You can just put your own stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Are you sure he's not talking about the Vita itself? With the installed?
That's what I'm thinking. That people are already buying, because the only issue that you could come across with it is the firmware. If you don't have a certain firmware, the hacks and the mods. But if you get that, once you get that part done, don't plenty of ROM stuff. And then even with Vita game, you can find the Vita as well. So,
I think that's what it is. I think it's
probably the price Vita matches stuff. With that. You can expect to pay for a fully loaded Vita.
Yeah, yeah. Even bother. Wait for this. Just wait for this.
Yeah.
You'll do a lot more.
Yeah, the Vita doesn't want to let you do, like, Adam can tell you way more than me, but as somebody who fucked with it just kind of recreationally, like, it does everything to try and stop you from making this a successful thing. You have to jump through every fucking hoop because you're not supposed to do it. Steam Deck, on the other hand, is like, sure, do whatever you want.
It's going to be a lot easier to the point that a lot of those will be right there in within this, so you don't even have to speed it. It took me a while to, and even then, I have it now in a drawer, and I spent more time freaking modding and doing all stuff than I just done. It was just turned into a project. No, you'll be able to play a lot when it comes to that. Plus, you'll be able to play Saturn and cast the Vita can't stick with it.
Yeah. All right, man. Next question. Which one is better, the Vita OLED or LCD? OLED all OLED. Day, every day.
OLED. The only side part, unfortunate part of it is at least the older Vitas do have, they are like pretty much one of the early implementations of OLED. So there are some issues that happen that these were known issues from when they originally came out, you know, like dead pixels and certain other things. As far as LEDs in general, you would want to go with that.
But I know the advantage the newer Vita has is the charging
battery cable. Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and the charging the cable port, and the battery
and
the life.
Micro,
yeah.
And the micro, they got rid of that proprietary.
Yeah.
And the battery life is probably, but I'm guessing because it has no OLED, you know?
No, it's just an LCD with a backlight.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's also lighter. Than the first Vita, too.
Man, I still feel stupid that I didn't buy one before they discontinued them. I was like, yeah, I'm going to buy one just to have, you know? Mm-hmm. But then.
Yeah, Tony, I might have you covered.
Oh, excuse me?
Yeah, I'll ship it out as soon as I get those headphones.
Oh, shit. Actually, matter of fact, Brett, we'll talk off air. I got you. we'll talk off air. All right. Anyway, next question. Oh, the last two questions are sponsored questions.
Sponsored? By whom?
By Mr. Romudeth, very generous fella. So he's sponsoring two extra questions here. First one
is this guy coming in like he owns the place.
Yeah, right. No, he's being generous. He sees that some people ask extra questions. So he's like, you know what? I got these guys because they're only supposed to ask two questions. So he's being generous.
Let's slide this time.
All right. First up here from Mob Hits, Luigi has one. Mario has one. When does Bowser get his own game?
He already did.
Did he?
Yeah, in the Bowser Castle, Inside Story.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that his game?
There you go.
I think Bowser had one.
It was an expansion to a Super Mario 3D World game, I think.
But I think he's talking about like Bowser's Adventure or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he had one already.
I vaguely remember one where you're like, yeah, you saw like the little Bowser. I forgot to draw the blank names, but yeah, his little family. I swear, it may have been an extension, but I will say this. If not now, the current market is ripe for them to release one, so I'd be surprised if they didn't release one soon. Although, to be honest, actually, now that I'm saying that out loud, the whole idea of forgiving a bad guy for doing bad things because he has his own issues, I don't know that we're really in a climate to do that right now.
Yeah, no redemption arcs anymore. People don't believe in those.
I mean, I feel like the Bowser Inside Story was, you also played Bowser as well in there, so.
Yeah, so, but it's not like a full his own game, you know what I'm saying? Even, you know, Wario has his own series. But yeah, open up. Wait,
even
what?
Wario ones is more like weird mini games.
He goes Mario. Open world type Mario Odyssey game. He means something like that. No, that does not exist. No,
never. Well, no. I mean, even Luigi never got that.
Yeah, that's true. He just has his Luigi's Mansion.
He has his own sort of game. I think when it comes to I don't think if you're going to get a Bowser game, it's going to be a game that's sort of unique to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to be a game like, because, like, you know, Luigi's Mansion is Luigi's Mansion. It's nothing like the main Mario game.
Well, it's also, yeah, it's also a different type of game that, I don't know if it's so much a Luigi game as it's a Haunted Mansion game starring Luigi.
Yeah, it's a Haunted Mansion game starring Luigi.
So
yeah.
I think you'd see the same thing with Bowser. You know, it's you know, here's a game with Bowser. It's not necessarily Bowser's game. I know that's a weird distinction to make, but
yeah, no, I agree with that assessment. All right, last question of the night. This is from One Subset. Why is Konami doing its version of a toe dip back into gaming with a new Turtles collection? We've noticed that with Konami, they're kind of getting back into gaming, but just doing little collections here or there, you know? So
they heard there's money in them, our video games.
I mean, the thing about it is, it's like, I don't think Konami is fully sold on making a AAA game anymore. I think they're looking to make smaller experiences and sort of work that way. I think a lot of that, I think in general, they're out of the big AAA development market. And if you look at all of their games currently, from the Yu-Gi-Oh games and all those, the mobile games that they've put out, they're all middleware sort of games. Though they do have that really nice side-scroller that they had just put out, which is pretty. But again, it's indie to middle. I don't think you're going to see something on the size of, like, you know, OG, Metal Gear Solid games or Solid Hit, Silent Hill at its peak. But if you think about it, like, when you look at a lot of those older some of those cornerstone franchises and look at the development history of them, you know, when they originally did Silent Hill, that was destined to fail. It was a bunch of people who had worked on things that weren't able to get to, you know, to really. It was all the failures from their other teams thrown onto one team, and they let them do what they wanted to because they kept the what do they call it, the budget low. So I think that just in general, that's the sort of thing you're going to see from Konami. You're just going to see these, you know, like, they're going to put out all those old games, and, you know, some of the old game things that they do are pretty good, like the Contra one that they did. They had MT Framework working, not MT, MT Creates or something like that. I can't remember the name of the company that they had.
Yeah, I think that's it.
The guys who did are really known for really doing good, really good ports, you know. So those guys, again, are going to be doing the new Ninja Turtle, the re-release of all the Ninja Turtle games. So I think that's pretty much what you're going to see out of Konami these days.
I got a derailing thing when we're done here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's relevant.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything to say. Okay. I think Manny covered it.
I kind of feel like maybe, just maybe, the landscape for developers is changing as games are turning more into a service. I feel like it's actually probably...
Uh-oh.
Somebody call in.
Oh, shit. My dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets are done.
Damn. All right. What are you, five?
I got mac and cheese bites.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
He's having the whole thing. You got some hot dogs to eat with those?
I just didn't want to say that because I didn't want to confuse Tony. He's not really sure what mac and cheese is.
No, I know what mac and cheese is. It's just that slop, right?
Yeah, that's.
I got questions about the dinosaur chicken nuggets, though. Like, what? Are you five?
They make them.
I know they make them. You're saying you realize you're not a kid, right?
Wait, that's not the important thing. The important thing is, does Adam approve or disapprove?
Oh yeah, do you like dinosaur? I mean, it's the same species. You know?
It's the same fucking thing. I don't know. I couldn't find the regular ones. I was going through the store and they were on an end cap, and I'm like, right,
yeah, cool. That's fair. They taste the same. It don't matter, you know. Except you get to play with them.
They have more points.
Get to play with them a little bit. Where are you going? My mouth.
I mean, you have to make them roar before you eat them.
You have to.
That's a rule.
You know. Listen, we don't make the rules. We just live by them.
Oh, okay. Man.
What are you even talking about? Go ahead.
Back to video game stuff. I kind of feel like the landscape video for games. Developers is changing a little bit. Games are becoming more of a service. I feel like it's actually a little bit safer for them to develop. Now, they may not necessarily make out like bandits if they hit it big, but it kind of insulates them from a bad release, right? Like, they get paid no matter what. As soon as Microsoft takes it and puts it on their service, you know, it's kind of like Netflix. You know, They're going to make some of their own content. They're going to buy some shit. At that point, it's theirs. If it makes money, it makes money. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't make money. And I feel like that kind of might be enticing for people to do a toe dip for, because they could be looking at it like, well, we could make some games and then, you know, just sell those games to a streaming service. And, you know, then it won't matter. You know, we don't have to worry whether it's picked up or not.
But I think in general for Konami, they're not like doing just the streaming service only thing.
No. I'm sorry. This is actually kind of a question to you guys. Like, I wanted to hear your thoughts on, now that, you know, games are looking like they're going to become more of a service than a product, do you think that's going to affect developers and how much they gamble on game development?
Well, I mean, I think since you know, in general, Microsoft seems to be throwing out blank checks when it comes to development, to getting things out, you know, not blank checks, but throwing out, you know, publishing things to get people to develop for them. I think it'll be like something like the Netflix situation, where, in other words, you'll have a bunch of films and TV series that get funded that probably wouldn't have normally, you know?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, like, it's like a double-edged sword, because they want to have content just like Netflix, that means that there's going to be a lot of things that would get funded that, you know, they're very good ideas and that, you know, may end up hitting, and then there's also might also be a bunch of garbage, you know. No, it's because they're casting such a wide net, they're just looking to fill in spaces, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I think that's a good thing. I think that'll, you know, throw more money around. I mean, that's kind of the thing that we need to solve the whole problem right now, of people only putting out safe games.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like in other words, like when the development costs get so, you know, get light, you know, people take more chances. You don't need to, you know, if you have a company like Microsoft possibly funding whatever game that you're running, you know, whatever game that you're doing, that means that they're going to go for it regardless. It's an interesting sort of thing. But again, who knows what is the Microsoft seal of approval like? You know, how do they do it? Are they just looking willy-nilly, or are they doing stuff like, you know, specifically targeting things that what they think would work? Who knows?
Yeah, all I know is, like, the whole games as a service thing, just it really disturbs.
It's a sad thing, because it makes video gaming even more disposable.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, obviously if we're like, it's like the difference between a buffet and an actual steakhouse, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, what does Chris always call it? Applebee's, you know, that's what
it's being, it's Applebee's or it's the, you know, again, it's like the buffet where, you know, it has every single thing out there. They're good enough,
yeah,
but they're not the best they could be.
Exactly.
You know, like, you know, hey, you get the steak over there in one corner, you get this thing on the other corner. They're good, but it's not as good as getting the filet mignon at the really fancy steakhouse. But now, since everything is the buffet of video games, does that mean we're just going to get satisfying stuff or truly great things? That remains to be seen.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem in general with a lot of entertainment. I feel it's like, it's just good. I'm not going to say, because I even saying good enough is too much of credit. I think it's just a lot of entertainment is just passable, but people don't seem to know any better, or they're just willing to accept mediocrity, so they think it's great and they're happy with it, even though it's objectively not good, you know.
It's kind of like just filling up because there's just a lot of food, but yeah, not really caring about what that food is.
That's what. Yeah, it's like, oh, look at all this stuff I have. It's like, yeah, but what about the content, bro? It's like,
yeah, but what
this
about
is trash? You know, that's
why people going crazy to get a $1,500 video card. And it's like, for what? You're just going to keep playing the same old game that really isn't improved.
That's the whole FOMO shit. You know, even everybody's missing out on those fucking cards. You can't get them. You know, even though things have improved a little bit lately, the prices are at least going down a little bit, but still, you know, it's, I don't know. People are weird, dude. You know, people are fucking weird. But again, I know I shouldn't let this bother me so much, but it really bothers me how bland and boring and stupid, like entertainment has become. You see it all the time. And no, that disturbs me, but the reactions to disturbing more, specifically people going, this is amazing. No, it's not. It's bad. You know, it's horrible. Like, compared to the shit we used to have, and again, it's just ironic, you have your fucking Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, all this stuff. You have access to all this awesome old shit. You don't watch that. You got to watch the latest episode of whatever, you know, well, whatever and then, trash and then you're watching.
All night is garbage.
You know, and then
you do have something good, then everybody who sucks at it because they've been taught to do it the way that sucks criticizes you on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's like now we're seeing active hate for people doing a good job.
Yeah, no, I've noticed that too, you know. It's living weird times, dude. All right, man, I think we're done here.
You need to watch Peacemaker. Peacemaker's refreshing. It's different. It doesn't follow the formula that we've seen with so many other shows.
Yeah, Peacemaker is fantastic. Yeah. It's subversive in all the right ways. It's not like Married with Children subversive where you're like, they normally go right, so clearly they're going to go left. Peacemaker's just its own thing. And like the attention to detail, even like the way that the music matches up with sometimes you'll hear your song lyrics when referring to the situation that's playing out on screen, and the comparison is fucking hilarious. Like, there's a point where he falls out of a building, and like it talks about how much it hurts inside without you. Like, as soon as he hits the ground kind of thing. Like, there's little bits. The attention to detail is fucking marvelous, and it has the best opening I've seen in a fucking decade.
Yeah, that's whole.
Yeah. All right, man. Do we have anything to plug?
Not right now. But you know, as I always say, there's things coming. There's things in a cycle.
Nice, Adam. Got anything?
Nope, and the plug. Walking Dead is done. We should be back with Fear.
Fear.
Fear comes back next week. But yeah, Walking Dead Mothership is done for at least a new cycle. More coming. If Fear is coming, of course, we got the spinoff, which I think they're all coming in back.
Oh, man. Next week. Like, he's spinning around.
Yeah, right.
And four new spinoffs confirmed. A spinoff of a spinoff. It's
People love zombies, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I hate when people are like, oh, no one watches it. I said, well, except until AMC that shit, because
you know,
so somebody's
wild.
It's not just me and Rich.
Yeah, right. Or and Carlos, you know. It's funny, man. All right, man. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and join our Discord where the rumors and the news is always fine. You can find us on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show. That's two words, Throwdown Show, and you can visit throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. And if you have been watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified of when episodes premiere. Links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Carlos Romero.
Next time I will meet you guys in a different location.
Oh shit. Viva Peru. Let's come back. All right. Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody. Watch Severin.
Brett Murdoch.
It's been real, people.
And Brian Monjoma.
It's almost 2 weeks and still no sales figure for Horizon 2.
Oh, 2 weeks? Isn't it 2 months, you mean?
2 months.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? I think, they posted game sales. I didn't even see it in the top 10, so I don't know what's going on, man. Very interesting.
You
know
what's going on. It came out of the against Elden. That's what happened.
Well, it actually came out before Elden Ring, but Elden Ring came. It's like, nope, we ain't talking about no Horizon.
It came out too close. It came out close enough that anybody that was budgeting was like,
ee. Yeah, too close, man. Too close.
Which, I mean, I was really curious. I'll be honest. As much as I'm a Souls fan, I was fucking curious. I was like, this is like watching Kaiju fight. Like, I wonder who's going to win.
Yeah. Katie and Antonio goes, Rami Death condolences for the Twitter weirdos. I had the Snyder people come in after me today, boy. Those are some weird dudes, man.
Did you get Snydered?
Oh, I got ratioed like a motherfucker by these people.
Oh,
man.
Okay.
It's crazy. But, you know, I muted the thread, so it doesn't matter. I don't see any of that stuff, you know?
See,
so come at me, bro.
People need to pay attention to Tony. Tony deals with fucking internet toxicity in a really good way. He just
turned it off.
I ignore it. Simple.
We're still live?
Oh, yeah, we're still live. So anyway, people, we'll see you on Thursday. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Deuces.